This notion of how our world looked during the Ice Age, once also referred to as the Diluvium, took many centuries to find acceptance. The scientist Johannes Ranke contributed to the changing perceptions in his essay of 1912.
Now the curtain of preconceived ideas has been swept aside, having clouded our view of the past for so long. We may no longer deduce from the diluvian animal world the tropical evergreen forests bordered on the glaciers and the inland ice masses of the central European diluvium. The conditions in the polar regions today provide the clearest picture of how central European humans lived during the Ice Age.
At the end of the last warm period, some 115,000 years ago, the conditions in the forests began to change. The deciduous trees started to vanish. Initially, spruce and fir trees dominated the landscape. Later, as the climate slowly deteriorated, pine trees were most prevalent. Thanks to several warmer periods at the start of this ice age, forests with birches, pines, alders, spruce and larch trees survived in northern Central Europe for some time. But the colder it became, the faster these trees disappeared, as a result of which only tundras with dwarf shrubs, alpine birches and heather were left. When the climate cooled still further, the heathland and crowberry-dominated tundra gave way to open prairies with occasional oases of dwarf shrubs. The flora typical of this period and the so-called loess soil above the Neander Valley can be seen in the second botanical garden. Here you will find crowberries, thyme and thrift, earth sedge and pasque flowers, alongside small trees and shrubs like the dwarf birch, various types of juniper, and the willow myrtle. As falling temperatures changed the plant world, so the animal kingdom also underwent a transition. Now large mammals predominated, like the mammoth, bison, woolly mammoth, musk ox, and cave bear. The open grassland proved an ideal habitat for these species. Reindeer, wild horses, and ibexes also roamed the land. Some of these species can be seen in the nature reserve's animal enclosure. The bison, our ox, and the tarpon, a rebred form of the original wild horse. The average temperatures continued to fall. Even so, the average temperature for July remained relatively stable at 10 degrees Celsius. The average for the winter months, however, plunged to minus 27 degrees. The Neanderthals, too, had to adapt to changing conditions. Consequently, hunting, and with it a meatier diet, gained in significance. We know little about where the Neanderthals mounted their hunting expeditions. It is assumed that they hunted in highlands during the summer months, following the herds of animals into the less snowy plains during autumn and winter.